Earthrise is a term that happened for a number of the Apollo astronauts. The ability to see the Earth rise over the moon. And it's something that you need to be an astronaut to experience in space. Edgar found the ability to see Earth from afar as very moving. And it changed him as a person. It was a transformative experience. Seeing Earth from thousands of miles away, Edgar said Earth looked fragile, at the same time beautiful. It looked vulnerable. And he had a sense of wanting to do something about it when he returned. He became a peacenik. He used that term, which was in vogue at the time. And there's a quote, a wonderful quote from 1974 that Edgar said, "You develop an instant global consciousness, a people orientation, an intense dissatisfaction with the state of the world, and a compulsion to do something about it. From out there on the moon, international politics looks so petty."
Those words are from the 1970s, but they seem ever so poignant in 2018. Now, this book that you co-authored with Edgar, it's actually for young adults, but it really has universal appeal. But it seemed that the space exploration and what was happening in the 60s and 70s and the Apollo 14 mission that captured young people's imagination back then. What reaction are you hearing, particularly from young people? Are people still as excited about exploring space these days?
Absolutely, especially with the large space telescopes like the Hubble, the Kepler, and then the soon-to-be James Webb telescope. Young people are interested in what's out there. Are we alone in the universe? The universe is vast, and we're learning how vast it is by the day, finding new exoplanets all the time. And it's exciting.
There's a local connection as well to the Apollo 14 mission. And of course, there's a lot of local connections here with space exploration. And I know you're going to be discussing that at your presentation on Wednesday.
There are two scientists from NIST here in Boulder, Edward Garbosi and Anne DeBay, who are actually studying moon dust particles from the Apollo 11 and Apollo 14 moon missions and taking microscopic photos of these particles. And they're very interesting to see. And we'll be able to see some of those photographs at the presentation on Wednesday.
It is going to be multimedia, so you'll have photos, but you'll also have some audio as well as, you know, talking about Edgar's life and his space exploration.
Right. I've put together a multimedia presentation with a number of historic photos from the Apollo 14, as well as beauty shots of the Earth and the Moon, and also historic audio and video from the Moon.
When Edgar got back from space, he really dedicated himself to exploring consciousness. And that was very much related to his experience in Earth, as you've described there, and the Institute for Noetics. Talk about his desire to really explore inner consciousness and the essence of humanity.
When Edgar returned from the moon, he said his motivation for the rest of his life went from outer space to inner space. He was absolutely dedicated to exploring consciousness. What is consciousness? How do our minds work? What does it all mean? So he founded the Institute of Noetic Sciences, and he chose the word noetics, which is a Greek word that means inner knowing, for the name of his institute. And it is a science-based organization that looks at consciousness, health and wellness, and all sorts of different topics, sometimes based in spirituality.
Well, people can hear more about the life and the work of Edgar Mitchell, who was on the Apollo 14 mission. Ellen Mahoney, a local author, co-authored a book, Earthrise, with Edgar Mitchell, and she's going to be doing a multimedia presentation on that with a lot more information about space exploration, including the exploration of the local connection, the Colorado connection to all of this. It's happening at the Chautauqua Community House in Boulder on Wednesday, January 10th at 7 p.m. Doors open at 6:30, and we'll put a link to the Chautauqua website at kgnu.org. Ellen, thank you.
Thank you, Maeve.